What do you say? Connect. Draw. Back. Get up and dance. ETs are dancing all over the galaxy right now in the motherships. Well, the music stopped, and now they probably stopped too. Let's imagine that. Let's imagine only good things happening. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. If you're across the pond in another country, you have to call the regular number. It'll be listed at BBS Radio. But regardless of that, so much has happened in the last week. Another train derailment, toxic fumes. And on Twitter, there's a lot of chatter about another false flag sabotage being performed by the New World Order to make our lives miserable, to get our attention away from other important things that might be going on. And as I speak, of course, there's important things going on. You know, the bad guys are just thinking of more bad things to do to us. And at the same time, the good guys out there, our galactic brothers and sisters, are urging us to project more love. And of course, it's more difficult to project more love when all these other bad things are being tossed at us by the bad guys, the New World Order, the dark forces. Hey, this is BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. I am your host, Tom Edison. And we could also call this show Radio Free America, because we need to free ourselves from the evil controls of all governments in the world. That's right. We need to free ourselves. This is Radio Free America you're listening to, where you will hear things revealed to you that you will never hear on the regular news, the free TV news, the mainstream media news, or any of those three-letter fake news organizations. That's right. You will hear things on this show that you're not going to hear anywhere else in the whole wide world. The round world. No, not the flat world, the round world. that's not even really up for debate. What can I say? But you better be careful. That's all I got to say. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It looks like it's not going to happen for another couple of years. So we all have to do our best to make each other happy, project as much love as we can, because projecting love will gather love and sprout more love. And as they say, love is the most powerful vibration that exists in the universe. And so we need to tell each other jokes to make each other happy, smile at each other, be courteous, open the door for people. Show some understanding and consideration for your neighbors. And everybody that comes by your way during the course of the day or the course of the night. Nighttime is a good time to go out and look at the stars, assuming you have a clear sky over your head. Yeah, nighttime is a wonderful time. You know, 150, 200 years ago, people would gather in the night and look at the stars. The skies were clear, and they would contemplate what's out there, and they would imagine what was out there. People don't do that anymore too much. Some people do, but the majority of us know we're locked in our cubicles inside our houses, apartments, cellars, whatever, and playing video games, watching videos on TV, watching movies, doing everything except going out and looking at the stars at night. Playing games on our cell phones, texting people, emailing people, everything but going outside and looking at the stars and contemplating the universe. Well, you know, maybe you'll get a notion, hey, it's nighttime. I could go out and look at some stars. And, of course, if you really want to get serious about it, get yourself a telescope. And then you can see a lot more of what is out there. Get close-up views of the moon. Maybe a big planet like Saturn or Jupiter. You don't have to have that expensive of a telescope to see those things. And that will encourage you to look at the nighttime sky. But meanwhile, we have to be careful. There was something, I'm on Twitter, Tom Edison Brands, if you really need to see it spelled out, hey, go to BBS Radio, look up my show, and see everything connected to me that's advertised along with my show. You'll find out about my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. And again, even though with all the pictures of UFOs hiding in clouds, that lights traveling across the sky, they get posted every day on Twitter. That's why it's good to join Twitter. I'm sure it has its fallacies. It's not a perfect place, but there's a lot of sharing of information, and you can learn a lot. I learn a lot every week from Twitter. So, you know, I know quite a bit myself, and I put it all in my book. Well, not all of it. I put an amazing amount of information in a small book called Connect the Dots Theory. I've got pictures in there that no one else on Earth has. Prove me wrong. But I haven't seen anybody, you know, get my book. You look at all the pictures and then you post me something that's even similar to what I've got in my pictures. Nighttime pictures. You'd be surprised what's happening in our world. Life forms just beyond the scope of normal human vision are flying around at night and leaving light trails. You can get a tremendous amount of information from night photography of what is on our planet already. Never mind about the Galactic Federation that's going to land with their big motherships in what looks like it's going to be 2 years from now, because they are kind of like hung up and at a standstill right now. They're making progress, And we wish them luck because we want them to make progress. So some of us, supposedly all of us, are having our bodies worked on while we sleep. You know, to get rid of the toplet bombs, as they call them, and get rid of the implants in our auras that have been placed there by the dark side. All this information you don't hear anywhere else except on this show. And you should tell your friends to tune in, too. And if you have something important to offer, hey, it's a call-in radio show. Call up and tell us all what you have to offer in regards to information, transhumanism, you name it. There's so many amazing topics that need to be talked about, and everybody should be talking about them now. And that's part of the drawback of why things are taking so long, too. You see, our galactic brothers and sisters, and if you listen to my show, I talk about them quite frequently. You know, I'm my conversation goes beyond the ho-hum of where's the accidents on the freeway, whose house caught on fire, how many people got shot in Chicago, or something like that. You know, because I'm talking about a bigger picture quite often, because we're part of the bigger picture. It's the galaxy, it's the universe, and our galactic brothers and sisters, the good guys, yeah, those who are dedicated to serving the light and the love vibrations. They're busy at work removing obstacles put up by the bad guys over thousands of years. Yeah, our planet has been quarantined for a long time, and it's been manipulated by dark forces from other worlds who came here and commandeered our world and have enslaved the human race. Even though we seem like, at least in America, we seem like we're pretty free. Back in the last century, but evil is encroaching on us, and we're losing our freedoms. And we're losing a lot of other things. We used to think we were real safe here in America. Other places in the world used to think they were safe, too. But the safe havens are becoming harder to find. We have the water supplies being interfered with, the food supplies being interfered with, the air we breathe being interfered with, poisoned on purpose by the dark forces. And amazingly, our governments are just turning a blind eye to all this. They haven't got the guts to do anything about it or the know-how. And they're all either bribed or under extortion or threat of being exposed for their bad habits, got caught by the honey drippers, or they're into satanic worshiping and they don't want to reveal their true identity. And yeah, all of the above is preventing people's lives are threatened. All of the above is preventing the politicians, the government people, from doing what they should be doing, which is taking care and serving humanity, you know, looking out for us. And it was called to my attention on Twitter within the last week that we're at the point now, it's gotten so bad, we can't even believe labels on foods anymore. And they're getting real tricky, too. You know, they have other ways of, we know that those of us who are informed, we know that things like aspartame are unhealthy and cancer-causing. And now they're throwing bugs into the food chain, into the food supply, yeah. And you can rest assured if you're still going to the fast food places, Wendy's, McDonald's, or whatever, that's not 100% beef you're eating. It's got bugs mixed in with it because it's been approved by governments, you know? And if you look at the ingredients when you go to the supermarket, it's not going to say bugs. They're using some high-tech scientific name, the fancy 25-letter words that only scientists use to call the official scientific name for a bug, you know, and they all have lengthy scientific names, you know. They don't call them ants. Used to be products years ago where you could get chocolate-covered ants, and it would say so on the product. Well, they're chopping up grasshoppers now and sticking them in your food supply. And certain foods found at the supermarket. So you have to do an investigation and find out what those weird-sounding words are, what they really represent, because a lot of foods out there are, now that it's been approved to do so, they're chopping up grasshoppers and putting them in the food supply. And you can rest assured that in the fast food supply, where you don't even get to read the ingredients, they've got bugs in there, and they got probably all kinds of other poisons. I mean, a couple of years ago they found aborted fetal tissue in McDonald's, you know? We heard that for one day, and I don't think they even got fined for that. And then, of course, you know, every now and then they find horse meat mixed with regular meat when it's not supposed to be mixed with cattle meat. So you got to be really very, very careful, and you have to take the time to read things. But at the same time, we're at the point now where we can't trust. Also, we can't trust what the ingredients are. We can't trust the labels anymore. You know, just because it says organic, it doesn't necessarily mean it is. Because people are lying and getting away with it. Because everyone is being bribed to do the wrong things. And people fall for the bribe money all the time. It's not so much falling for it. People want money. And there's a crunch. Our money is worth less. And so people will sell their brothers and sisters out for extra money. Yeah, it happens, and it's happening more and more and more. And we can't trust the three-letter organization groups, just like mainstream media, MSM, ABC, NBC, CBS. We can't trust those three-letter groups, nor can we trust the other three-letter groups like the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, FDA, the WHO, the WEF. Yeah, can't trust them. And if you noticed NATO, their emblem, they're also scrambling the four letters NATO into, I think it's OTAN, you know, playing around with the words there. What does really OTAN? We know NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, another crooked organization. But what does, when they scramble the words and they take the same letters and it's OTAN, what does that stand for? Does anybody know? Hey, call in and let us know if you know what OTAN stands for. And this is the, I'll call it the, not the State of the Union, but the State of the Planet situation we have here on Earth. And we got to keep our guard up for the next 2 years at least. I've mentioned it before, because of celestial orbits, the thing can drag out into the beginning of July of 2025. And it might get down to the last week or two, which is not going to give us much time to adjust if they drag it out that long. The sooner they land, the better it would happen. Of course, unfortunately, I found out, because I investigate everything, and I was quite very, very knowledgeable about a lot of things, even before the Galactic Federation started showing their face and telling us that they were going to help us evolve, help us do the planetary ascension and free us from the evil controls that keep us quarantined, keep our DNA dormant. You know, we all have 12 strands of DNA, not just two. We only have two active ones. And, of course, the scientists have lied to us decade after decade, calling the other 10 strands junk DNA because they didn't know what they were for. It has to do with the connecting with the spiritual realms and other important factors of the universe that we have been deprived from. Sure, there's still ways to connect to some degree with the spiritual realms. Prayer is one of them. But we're supposed to be consciously active, projecting telepathically back and forth between everyone in the universe. But we have to have all our DNA active. And supposedly when we're sleeping, those who do these jobs are doing their best to reactivate the 10 dormant strains of DNA that everyone has. Meanwhile, we're running on, you know, we're like a 12-cylinder engine running on two cylinders. It's a good way to explain the situation. And boy, will it be a joy when we're fully activated. And that will happen at the event, if not beforehand. And the event is when our galactic brothers and sisters, the good guys, land their motherships on our world, planet Earth, or the smaller craft, and show themselves and start revealing the truth about everything to us. And there's going to be a big jaw-dropping event because we are going to be told everything about how we've been deceived, what the real truth is. It's going to be a shock to many people. And those of us who are hip, I have no problem with it. You know, we'll be joyfully tell us more about what the real truth is because we want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. And that is the state of the earth. Forget about the state of the union. If you had watched that when it was happening, people were highlighting photographs the next day or so about like the one that was supposed to be Kamala, like a clapping seal behind Biden boy. Biden boy, the clone. I don't believe it's a real person. The Kamala one had a mask on. So it probably wasn't her. It was somebody else playing Kamala. Because it was quite obvious there was some like rubber mask pulled over her head because the neckline, you could see the line of the mask. It was all wrinkled too, much more than her neck is really wrinkled. And this is the deception that we have to put up with. It's sickening. And you got to wonder, boy, people must be being paid millions upon millions of dollars to keep their mouth shut and let this sham continue. They have to be getting paid big money or they're being blackmailed somehow to not do their job. The military should have arrested the fake president the day he tried to claim victory, along with the fake vice president, along with all the other criminals that are part of this charade that's going on. And what about the people that conned everybody into taking the toxic vaccines? How come they're not arrested and apprehended? Boy, the bribe money out there, it must be in the billions. And, of course, the New World Order, who's behind the whole deal, well, they're, part of their operation is they own the central banks. And they can print up as much fake money as they want, of course, with the computer systems. And they can just add money into your bank account as bribe money. They don't even have to print up the money. And this is the state of the earth, state of the planet. And I'm bringing it to you here on this radio station, Radio Free America, otherwise known as Connect the Dots. And I'm connecting the dots here. And I hope I inspire others to connect the dots. Yeah. You know, we all need to be connecting the dots to make some sense of it all. And here's the mystery question again. I put this out every once in a while. Can anybody tell me what the blinking red lights are in the sky? Spread apart almost a little more sparsely than the stars, if you are aware of how close the stars can be in the sky. Well, they're out there all the time. But you have to expand your vision to be able to see them. So, does anybody know what they are? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. Even give a guess, but it's amazing that nobody else talks about this. And it's amazing nobody even talks about the things in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, if you're listening to my show, do yourself a favor and download a copy of my book. It's only like $5 or $7, depending on where you search for it, Amazon or iTunes or whatever. Get it downloaded on your tablet, whatever. I mean, the pictures in there are astonishing alone, not to mention all the philosophical things I say, plus the listing of the 39 ongoing conspiracies, some of which never get talked about. And like I've said before, I ended it at 39. There's more ongoing conspiracies. Oh, we got the new ones, the bugs in the food supply. Since I wrote the book, nanoparticles in the vaccine, pharmaceutical concoctions, supposedly are vaccines, but are not. And I do mention the chemtrails. But there's more happening every day, you know. And you people that are being conned into the 5G network, you know, you get it set up. The companies that sell you the stuff, the 5G, you know, and give you a deal and a package or whatever. When you set that router up in your house or apartment, you're sucking in poisonous vibrations, deadly vibrations, and you're spreading it throughout your whole house and home. And if you're in an apartment building, you're also negatively affecting your neighbors because these dangerous frequencies go right through walls. Yeah. And you could be poisoning some little child in the apartment next door, on top of the adults, just because you want 5G Wi-Fi in your house or apartment. You know, Are you taking the time to realize that? You've been set up. They're tricking you again into harming yourself, just like they tricked you with the so-called vaccines, which are actually pharmaceutical concoctions filled with all kinds of poisons and nanoparticles. In fact, I thought there was an interesting comment on Twitter last week that there are people out there on Twitter who are we could say almost personal connections with the Galactic Federation that's out there in your spacecraft in our solar system, just waiting for the moment to come down when the command is given to land. And the information was being revealed that the mad scientists on Earth have gotten so far with the nanotechnologies and artificial life forms that if they hadn't intervened to some extent, the whole human race would have been destroyed already, because that's how far these mad scientists have gotten. And who are the mad scientists? These are the jerk scientists that went through 4 or 8, even 8 years of college being brainwashed to be insensitive, unspiritual, and their minds were being molded to accept ideas from other conscious entities. And throughout history, it's been known that there are invisible consciousnesses. Good book to begin learning about that is the good old-fashioned Bible. You know, it doesn't cover everything, but there's plenty of information about invisible spirits in that one book alone. And there's plenty of other books out there that talk about them. You know, sometimes they're referred to as the fallen angels. There's other names for these creatures, too. They don't have bodies. They're beyond the spectrum of visible light, and they have consciousness, and they can float about and fly about through the air, and they can hover around people and influence them on a subconscious level, and that's how the mad scientists become mad scientists. They were science students, and then their minds got overtaken by not only the directives of the evil corporations, but by these evil conscious entities that want to manipulate them to do things to harm us. Because a lot of these invisible entities that are flying about all the time, they feed off suffering. Yeah. That's why they influence the minds of men to torture other men and sometimes torture animals, because when some person or animal is being tortured, certain things happen on a physical vibrations, quantum level, even sub-quantum level, and they feed off this negative energy, the energy of fear, the energy of suffering. And that's why these things happen in our world. It's mind manipulation by these evil creatures that feed off this negativity. And they trick people into doing all kinds of bad things. So it's important to understand that these evil, invisible entities are still floating about, looking for victims, looking for people to influence, because that's all they have to do with themselves. And they get us to create situations that create fear and anger and all kinds of low vibrations, and that's what they can feed off. That's why the good group out there, known as the star seeds that you'll never hear mentioned on regular TV news. Yeah, they want to talk about the militant police and the fire people. These are the only people we can honor, you know. They don't want to talk about the star seeds, the people that are trying to anchor love and are on social media trying to influence us to be more loving and concentrate on the higher vibrations. And they also encourage us to work on ourselves when we can eliminate hate, anger, jealousy, and all the negative vibrations from our thinking. Our vibrations will automatically increase, and that's why we should concentrate on love, on loving people, saying only good things. And I've noticed that many of the higher intelligences, when you read things that were channeled by them or transferred by them somehow into our realm and our languages, you'll find out that they make a sincere effort never to say anything bad about somebody. They try to focus on the good things. And a perfect example of that was Jesus. You know, he didn't really want to say bad things about anyone, but at times, he was pushed into having to say that certain things, creatures were evil. And that the existence of a Lucifer, a Satan, and a devil. By the way, those are three separate entities. Unfortunately, the Bible, put together by men, made a lot of mistakes when they put together, and especially trying to homogenize and condense everything into the simplicity of one demon versus one God. Of course, there is one God, but if you understand that God created himself into a trinity as his first and second creation, that happened simultaneously. Along with the first creation came the second creation, and God did turn himself into a trinity. Personally known as the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. Look it up. The info is out there. Anyhow, what's interesting about the Galactic Federation, they're always referring to the source and center. So then these 52 star nations, apparently, at least most of them are the ones that are communicating to us via representatives on Twitter, don't have personal relationships with God in their mind. They understand there is a single source of all there is, but they don't understand it's a loving personality that has an identity in itself. And that I'll paraphrase the words of Jesus. When he taught man how to pray, he said, "Heavenly Father, who art in heaven," you know, personally referring to the single source of all there is, the original source of all there is the Heavenly Father. And if you choose to refer to the Heavenly Father as an it, even though you realize it is, he is the single source of all there is, you're being impersonal, which is kind of insulting in a way, though you'll be forgiven, of course, but it's something to think about. Of course, people of Earth, we've had the privilege of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has other names and other titles beyond that of what we knew here on Earth. We had the privilege of him walking amongst us, and he is one of the creator gods, if you know what the term refers to, given the the power to co-create every, you know, with the single source of all there is, or and the Trinity. You know, the single source of all there is, the Heavenly Father, created himself into a Trinity, and from the Trinity, all else was created. Both the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit are equal, you know, all for one, one for all. You know, there are three aspects of God. Together, they are God, but they also can create individually. And two of those sources created the creator gods, of which the one we know as Jesus of Nazareth is a creator god. And he, with his female counterpart, that's where females and males finally come in with the creator gods. They created the universe that this planet Earth is on. This information is stored in the celestial libraries on other worlds where it's safely kept. The universe has its records. And it was revealed to us about 100 years ago, this information. If you're not aware of that, well, you haven't been searching for the truth. Like the saying goes, seek and you will find. And once you start searching for the truth, it'll pop up everywhere. You won't have to wait for the event and the Galactic Federation of Star Nations to tell you. Of course, they'll tell us other things, because even the information that was given to us 100 years ago about how the universe operates from the single source all the way down to where we're at, and thousands of the key players, though there's actually millions of key players. Even though we were given that information, there's new sets of information. Nobody has a bead on all the information except God himself. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. The fact that the proper way to refer to the single source of all there is the Heavenly Father, is because in the beginning, that term, whatever you want to call it, pronoun or whatever, identification in the first person, was, or second person, whatever it is, there was no male or female. You know, God is an energy, a consciousness of energy. It has no form, but of course God could manifest any form he wanted to, because he has that ability to do anything. That's why it's been said, with God, all things are possible. And so once the creator gods were created, after billions and billions and zillions of other creations that were all spiritual, and creator gods are also spiritual beings, the creator gods were created with the power to co-create, because all true creation comes from God. Except for the artificial life forms, these were the rebels that wanted to play God themselves, and they wanted to show, to themselves, that they could do it with create without God. And they succeeded to some point, but they don't have the power to put a soul into anything, and they never will. They can create robots, and they've created an artificial intelligence realm. Whether that will be allowed to continue after the event, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, robots can be used in some situations to be of assistance, but once you start giving them intelligence, that can lead to problems. We've had plenty of movies about that, and we see what's going on nowadays. In fact, Twitter's a perfect example. They've got the safeguards in the monitoring assigned to AI intelligence. It monitors certain words. It makes restrictions on certain people that it's been programmed to. And AI mechanisms are still in Twitter, you know, when Elon Musk bought the company, he didn't change anything with that. And he has his own agendas and whatever, but all the bad deals with the suppression of free speech, it's pretty much still all there. The roadblocks, the constant moving you from one place to another, not where you wanted to go, but making it difficult for you to get back to where you wanted to go. It's almost like a dream, Twitter, the way it works. You know, if you're in a dream sometimes and you try to get back to like where you were before, you'll find out it's not as easy as in real life, you know, when you're awake. You know, if I go down in the street, make a right, then down the next corner, make a left, it'll take me to my house. But when you're in a dream, it doesn't work like that. And that's how sometimes it is on Twitter. Well, don't just take my word for it. Join up and see for yourself. But it's still a good place to learn, because there's plenty of people like myself that want to post educational information out there. Just like this is an educational show. If you listen to this show every week, you're getting an education beyond that of any college education. If you have it in your heart to pay a little back for what I put out every week, visit BBS Radio. Visit my show, Connect the Dots. Click on there where it says to subscribe, you know, make a $2.99 or $5.99 donation to my show every week. You know, I'm giving you a college education every week. Well, I give away as free knowledge and connecting the dots for you. You know, it's more than you could ever learn in one day in any college in the world. You know, what I reveal in 1 hour, it probably would take you a month or maybe 2 months of a college education just to get all the info that I reveal in 1 hour. And then if you were to get my book, help support me by downloading my book for only $5 or $7, depending on who you get it from, you'll be supporting all the free knowledge in there. There's a worth of knowledge in that book. The pictures alone speak decades of scientific knowledge that will set you off on your own discovery. And you'll find out that if you know how to decipher what the pictures are showing you, and I'll give you a clue. If you have a spruce tree nearby, out in your yard or down the road in the woods, go out there with the camera at night and see if you might be able to pick up some of the invisible entities that a camera will pick up. 35mm film, digital cameras won't pick up certain things that 35mm film can pick up. 16mm might work too. But there's certain things digital cameras pick up that film won't pick up. So, anyhow, the pictures in my book are all 35mm. And there was, of course, the drawings I did of some of the experiences I had before I learned how to do night photography, of which I basically taught myself. I bought a book on night photography, got myself a camera, learned about using a B setting, and came up with all these amazing pictures. And I've got pictures of the sparkle points of light. They look like if you've ever seen a field of fireflies out there. Well, there's focal points of light that come out of the sky and come down to ground level in certain places. It's in a window being opened from another dimension. And it creates geometric patterns, and through those geometric patterns, interference patterns are formed from the focal points, and the doorways are open where we can get visitors from other realms. And you can learn about that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And you'll be helping me out by purchasing, so I can get some reward for all the work that went into that book. You know, we're talking about decades of knowledge that went into that one book. And if you listen to my show, you'll find out that what went in, well, you won't be able to judge for yourself, but you'll be impressed what can be in one little book. Only 100 pages of text, but there is no filler. And you can also be supportive of what else I put out there to be of assistance to humanity, putting good vibrations out there. I have two albums out on the CD Baby by CD Baby. And CD Baby is good enough to put those two albums out on YouTube. You know, it'll be one of those YouTubes where you just have the cover shot. And the two albums are Songs Better Than Dylan, 23 songs on there. You can get to listen to all of them free. American Party songs, there's 12 songs on there. You can get to listen to that free. But it would be nice if you could be pay back the favor for all the information. I've been doing this show for like almost 5 years now. And you do that's 250 shows roughly. Times 1 hour. That's a lot of information I've been revealing out there. And if you archive my shows, you'll see that I just have a never-ending supply of knowledge. And it'll never run out. I know that much. You know, I say the most we have is like basically 2 years. And then when the keys finally arrive, well, there probably won't be no need to do this show because they'll be giving us all the details of what's been kept from us. And we won't have to be fighting the dark side anymore because they will remove all the final hardline dark forces. And then life will be a merry-go-round of fun and love for all of us. As we sail into the future, the age of Aquarius, the fifth dimension, and as I've explained before, we're in the third dimension, still some of us, most of us, and as you go up higher, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, the vibrations increase, and that's what is going on behind the scenes when we're sleeping. They're trying to bring our vibrations up fast enough so we can tolerate life on Earth in the fifth dimension, because there will be no third dimension reality here on Earth. Once the final event happens, it's going to be a quantum recrystallization of every ounce of matter. That's it. And we're coming to the end of the show. It was a call-in radio show. Maybe you that are listening can tell your friends who have a phone to maybe take a chance and call me next week. Because this is a live show. And I'll just give it mention because I'm giving freebies out there all the time. My latest music video, YouTube, is called Beatlemania in America, 10 minutes long, and it kind of captures the phenomena of Beatlemania when it was happening in 64 and 65 in America, when it was at its height. Of course, Beatlemania never ends. You know, what can I say? But watch it. Beatlemania in America. When it first came out, it's been out a month now. When it first came out, it was you would just type it, Google it in, and it was like the fifth or sixth one down from the top because it was brand new. Now that it's been around for a month, you have to go through the whole list of 90 or something. And then the easy way to find it is just go to YouTube, click the button for the videos, and then in the search bar, Beatlemania in America. And there'll be a couple of pop up, and I'll be the second or third one. 10 minutes and 4 seconds long. You'll see the picture of the girls holding up the sign, "We love you, never leave us," because that's the type of love that the fans had for the Beatles. Anyhow, we're going to end the show now. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, "Are You the Party in Kind?" Hey, you can listen to the whole song there, I said, on YouTube, CD Baby. You know, it's on the American Party Songs album. And, of course, I got a solo version of it also on Songs Better Than Dylan. But anyhow, you're going to hear the fast version, the lead guitar solo at the end, followed by my anthem, "I Gotta Be Somebody." I got a music video for that out there, too. Or, of course, you can. It's actually the first song on Songs Better Than Dylan. Listen to it. Purchase a copy of it. You've heard it for free for all these years. It would be nice if I got 99 cents. That's all they are. I guarantee if you listen to that's a total 23 songs on one album, 12 on another. I guarantee if you listen to all those songs, you'll find at least one song that you'll find is worth 99 cents. So please do me the favor and do a little payback from all the freebies I've given the human race for the last 5 years. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm giving you the countdown, and let's take it out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a joint down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, here to my stand without fear, get it clear to the world my